Welcome to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. You know, numbers are not everything, but sometimes they give us interesting snapshots of what's going on or what may happen in the future. The Juno Economic Development Council and the Juno Commission on Aging have partnered up to survey seniors. They ask them a range of questions about what they will need in the coming years. And joining us now, Paul Douglas with the Juno Commission on Aging and James Chen, a researcher with the Juno Economic Development Council. I want to thank both of you for taking time out to help us understand the significance of the survey. And maybe we could start off with you, Paul, telling us, you know, what this means to the city and borough and perhaps the nonprofits that serve seniors.
Okay, first let me say that this survey we just completed and have available now for the world to look at is the fourth iteration, and it's been going on every 10 years. And CBGA has encouraged the Juno Commission on Aging to undertake this survey to monitor how seniors perceive the available services they need to support themselves as they go through their retirement years. And what we have attempted to do with all these various surveys, the questions are pretty similar survey after survey, and so we measure any progress or regression of perceived services and quality thereof as we go along over these years. And it's intended to help both the CBGA assembly people to understand what the needs are of seniors, as well as other social service providers in the community to better understand how to deal with the senior community and what their perception is of what they need and need more of.
Well, I want to go to James Chen because you are a fairly young person and you're crunching all this data to help us understand what it means. Did you have any aha moments looking at this extensive survey?
I definitely had a lot of aha moments in looking at this survey. And even looking at things past the survey, just, you know, my regular job, I look at Juno's population. And one of the things I noticed is, wow, the senior population, those 55 and older, has been the one age group that's been consistently growing for the past 20 years here in Juno, which highlights the need for the research such as this to address the citizens' issues. That among just learning about things that, you know, I will eventually come across.
Well, I guess we all get there eventually. Eventually this becomes important to us as we grow older. But Paul, what things has this research been used to do? I know you said it's really good at setting a baseline as to whether things are improving or deteriorating, but how do you anticipate this data being used?
Well, if you go back in history a little bit, one of the early, I don't remember, it was the first one or the second survey, clearly indicated the need for some senior housing, and Fireweed Place was a result of that in large part. Today, we are hopefully within a month breaking ground to build a senior assisted living facility out in the valley. And again, from the last survey, a lot of, you know, the same basic information, need for housing, senior-friendly housing, and or assisted senior housing, always comes to the top of the pile. And so those are two examples that I'm very familiar with that show that doing these kinds of surveys does have a positive impact on what the community can do. There's still a lot of room for improvement, and that's what we attempt to identify through the survey. And then the Juneau Commission on Aging submits all in this report, and along with our recommendations to the City Assembly for their thinking and potential action. And we're trying to make life a little bit easier for them if we can, and find ways to encourage them to pursue some of the areas of perceived need by seniors.
So tell us about some of the surprising bits of information that are on there. When you compared the data from 10 years ago, there's some changes.
James, you want to?
Yeah, sure.
You did a lot of the data analysis. Yeah.
One of the biggest changes, and probably one of the more important ones, is the use of a computer. Mm-hmm. Of the survey population, we 98% of our surveyed population regularly uses a computer and has access to a computer. And you know, I think it was about 89% about 10 years ago. So that's a pretty big jump in just 10 years. Another thing that I noticed is juniors, senior population is very active. Over 80% of Juneau seniors are physically active at least once a week. And half of those are doing some sort of activity every day. And those range from a number of things, from just simply walking to doing water aerobics or hunting. Tai Chi was another popular activity that seniors did.
So that's really interesting that Juneau has seniors that are active physically and on the internet. I mean, how does that compare to other places?
Well, I don't have I can't tell you. I don't know. James, maybe you know. You have some feelings, but
I think that's something, though, Paul, that we can feel good about.
I think you're right. No question about it. I think it's something we want to continue to encourage in our senior population, and to the extent that we collectively can do things to make it easier for seniors to stay involved in those kinds of positive activities, as well as encourage those who are coming into the senior age group to get involved and stay involved. I find personally, as a senior, it's very refreshing to be able to do the things that I do with the number of nonprofit organizations that I'm involved with as either a board member or whatever, and it keeps me younger than I probably would be otherwise.
And I guess that's important to point out, that a lot of Juneau seniors are busy giving back, like they haven't really truly retired in the sense of sitting on the sofa and reading novels. And not being very engaged. That doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, go ahead, James.
Yeah, that's definitely another thing that we saw in the survey was over the course of this survey series, is a steady increase of volunteerism. I think it was about 8% every 10 years. It was a growth of 8% every 10 years.
Boy, that's a very positive snapshot of Juneau's senior community. How about in terms of wealth? I mean, how are you measuring financial security, home ownership? How is that figure doing?
Yeah, more and more seniors are owning their own homes as time goes on, and that is a positive thing. That doesn't mean, and you know, I think you said something at the beginning of the program, Rhonda, about the numbers, and it's how it's not always about the numbers. And that's one thing to consider. maybe a lot of seniors are owning their own homes, but that doesn't necessarily mean there are people that are not in trouble that are like having to sell their homes to pay for cares, things like that.
And that probably, Paul, is an important part of the planning and things that you would like the community at large to take a look at. It sounds like a lot of this survey is geared towards finding out how seniors can continue to stay and not have to move away.
Yeah, I've been preaching for years that the whatever we can do to keep our seniors right here at home, their experience, their intellectual contributions that they can make, continue to make as seniors, are invaluable in my humble opinion, and it's something we need to encourage and support the best way we can.
Being a recipient of that, I will also agree.
Well, I think it gets to be a struggle for seniors because they all, at a certain point, they're less able to stay in their own home. They have challenges, they need some help, and the family is often dealing with a stubborn person. I worry I'll be a stubborn person for sure for someone to deal with. Oh no. But I guess that's part of the planning, right? Is to figure out how to give people better options, safer options, and still stay home.
And one of the things that the survey identifies each time we do it is there's a very strong need for a larger community of in-home caregivers that can go into the home and provide limited services for those who do want to continue to reside in their own home. And it, just a little bit of help here and there goes a long, long way to supporting these people, and then they can continue to make their contribution and they can be comfortable in their own homes. And it's something this survey pointed out as one of the major areas of need is better support services for in-home care.
You know, one of the things that I have heard assisted living facilities say is that oftentimes seniors don't make decisions in time about those other options. And if they make them in time, either get the assistance they need or move into assisted living, that they can avoid some of the things that automatically sends them to a nursing home or a facility that they don't want to be in. Do you think that might be the case here in Juneau, that those options are not quite in place yet?
Well, that's part of the reason, yeah. But seniors thinking that way and acting that way is not unique to Juneau or any other individual community. As I mentioned early in the show, you know, we tend to get more stubborn the older we get. And it's a challenge to get seniors to recognize that they're on the edge and they need to consider an alternative. Now, part of the solution to that is to have adequate alternatives for them to consider. And that's hopefully this new senior assisted living facility is going to be a major head start. It's the only one in town and it doesn't even exist right now. And that's a terrible thing to have to say, but it's true.
That's another benefit of having this survey is it does serve as a reminder. And we saw that in a lot of the written comments in the survey, like, thanks for reminding me. I will be thinking about it.
Well, that's good that these surveys like this do keep things on the front burner. And I do want to mention that you can find it on JEDC's website, right on the front page. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. survey, beautiful graphics. It does take some time to go through, but do you expect it'll be up there for a while for people to look at?
Oh, yeah. It'll be up on our front page. And eventually, you can always find it in our research library as well. And I believe you can also find it on the JCOA, the Juneau Commission on Aging website.
So before we go, can you tell me, in a nutshell, what is the big takeaway from this report? And we'll start with you, James, and then and we'll leave Paul with the last word.
Challenges for seniors in Juneau continue to be the same challenges for seniors in Juneau. Affordable housing, and that goes for everyone, but seniors especially. Specialty medical care is also a big reason that seniors tend to leave Juneau, and can also be a cost burden for them as well. Mm-hmm. And keeping support services around and providing additional support services where they're needed. That's how we can help seniors stay here and enjoy living here.
Paul?
Well, James summed it up quite well, really. I've been involved in talking about some of these issues for at least 15 years now, not only for Juneau Commission on Aging, but through other nonprofit organizations that I've been involved with, SAIL being one, and the United Human Services, who are attempting to put together, raise funds to put up a building to house multiple nonprofit centers. So individuals who have needs, including seniors, which is a big chunk of those totals, can go what we like to refer to as one-stop shopping. Because frequently an individual who needs something from one agency also needs something from the other. And if they're in the same building, it just makes a lot of sense. Provides efficiencies of service to the providers, the nonprofit providers, as well as the convenience to the individuals who are being served. And I have been spending too many hours, days, and years working on these projects. So that, you know, I'm not surprised with any of the results that we find in these surveys, actually.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us, coming on Juneau Afternoon to share some of this data. And again, you can find the full report on the JEDC website, the Juneau Economic Development Council, right on the front page. So thank you, Paul Douglas with the Juneau Commission on Aging, James Chen, a researcher with JEDC. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda.